This Just In with Larry Warren. You're my This Just In department.
I'm just in from Salt Lake, where Ski Utah had a interesting press conference, very well attended, a lot of industry people from the ski business, and something that's been talked about in Utah for 20, 30 years.
Longer than that.
Longer than that, even.
With 78 or 79.
We're talking about interconnecting, mm-hmm. connecting all seven resorts of the Central Wasatch into one mega gonzo ski resort like no other outside of Europe. And Ski Utah just held a press conference at 2 o'clock to talk about One Wasatch is the concept they're calling it. And they don't have an announcement that we're going to build the Ski Utah Interconnect, but they had a head table of all seven resort presidents and general managers, which has never really happened before. All seven said, we're behind this. We found routes all on private land. We only need to build three ski lifts. We're not asking for any public monies. They'll need about $30 million to build three high-speed chairlifts, presumably.
It's not much.
So it's quite doable the way they envision it, and so they rolled it out this afternoon as a concept, not a plan. But it's interesting. If they can make this happen with just three chairlifts over private land, they won't have they'll still have regulatory processes at the counties, Salt Lake County and Utah, or Summit County and Wasatch, maybe. I don't know that this will affect Wasatch. It might just catch the corner Wasatch County. Mm-hmm. In any event, certainly there are a lot of regulatory hurdles, but one of the biggest ones is going over Forest Service land, and they can avoid all Forest Service and publicly owned land. So they are talking seriously about moving this concept from the talk stage where it's been for 30 years into reality. And there's kind of some eye-popping numbers involved. Adding three lifts to connect from the canyons all the way over to Snowbird, that would make on one pass, you buy a One Utah or One Wasatch pass, and you have access then to 100 lifts, 762 runs with the additional terrain, 18,316 skiable acres in a day.
Skiable is kind of a key word there, isn't it? Skiable. Not rideable?
That question came up, of course, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And they said, well, there are things that need to be worked out. And yes, one of them is that Elta and Deer Valley are two of only three resorts in North America that don't allow snowboarders.
Right.
So it could just be for skiers only, or there could be some provisions made. They said that's on the list of things yet to be worked out.
I'll bet.
You know, it'd be a little hard to get from Brighton or Solitude to Snowbird without going through Elta. Mm-hmm. And Elta, of course, is one of the no snowboarding areas. So that is a bit of an issue. Another one is revenue sharing, but they say that's the easiest thing to figure out. Mm-hmm. Because if they sold a pass with a radio frequency ID chip in it, then they could count how many hours were spent at each resort, or they could count how many lifts were ridden at each resort, and just at the end of the day or end of the week or month or whatever reporting period, divvy up the money from those pass sales mm-hmm. by usage. And they say that's really quite simple to do.
I would think so, yeah.
So, in any event,
three lifts, did they have them diagramming?
No, they say we haven't selected specific routes. Of course, as soon as they do, they'll hit the buzz saw from other user groups. But again, they say this is all doable on private land, and presumably they have the blessing or some kind of agreement in principle with the owners of those private lands. Mm-hmm. To make this happen. So you could start your day at canyons, ski to PCMR, ski to Deer Valley, ski down to Brighton, and Brighton and Solitude are already connected, then over to Solitude, and either from Solitude or Brighton, you can connect over to Little Cottonwood Canyon, and those two resorts are already linked, Alta and Snowboard. They're linked mm-hmm. for skiers, of course. But, so, they announced this afternoon, Ski Utah and the Seven Resorts, that One Wasatch is the name of the concept, and they're going to pursue it. They don't have a time frame for it. They have a rough cost of $30 million. And they say they'll cover that cost themselves and are not expecting any public money or public land to be involved in the whole interconnection. And, yeah, this goes back to late 70s, 80s. It's always been talked about. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is this is something no other resort area in North America can do. So this is kind of a game changer in terms of marketing, mm-hmm. In terms of bringing new people into Utah to ski, who will be attracted by the thought of peak-to-peak skiing across seven different areas. Hmm. So it could be, it's you know, again, it's still a concept at this point, but this shows that, you know, never before have all seven resorts held a press conference together and say, we are pursuing this.
Hmm.
So, interesting.
Did they have them all sit next to each other? Were they the presidents of the resorts?
It was, and that's something you just don't see. Hmm. So, these were the top managers. Most of them are called presidents of their mm-hmm. respective resorts. And
so we had Mike from Canyons, Jenny from Parks and Mount Resort, and Bob.
Bob Wheaton from Deer Valley with Ano Waringa from Alta, and Bob Bonar from a Snowbird, along with Randy Doyle, who runs Brighton, and now I'm forgetting his name. He's the new guy, Henry, who runs Solitude.
Well, I'm just thinking it through. So the one lift is going to have to be from Iron Mountain Canyons area over to Park City Mountain Resort. The other two, would they both come from the top of Park City, where Deer Valley and Park City are so close together.
No, one will. You can ski out, because I've done this on the Interconnect Tour. You can ski from the top of Jupiter down to Solitude right now. And Solitude is connected to Brighton. So you'd need some kind of a lift between Canyons Archman. And Park City. Mm-hmm. You'd need a lift between Little Cottonwood and Big Cottonwood. And you'd need a lift... you'd need one in Little Cottonwood to get you back to Big Cottonwood, to the ridge between. So one on each side of Big and Little Cottonwood to connect those canyons. And
I don't see them flying over those canyons, so I'm thinking they're coming. If they're talking three, I'm thinking one goes from the top of Deer Valley Park City over to Snowbird Alta, that direction, and then one to even, I don't know.
No, I think one would feed Brighton, and one would be on each side of Big Cottonwood Canyon and Little Cottonwood.
Hmm.
In any event, three lifts is all they need, and then they connect seven areas, have 100 lift ski complex. That's something you only find in Europe.
Wow. Well, that is big news. Thanks, Larry.
Yes, and I believe Nate Rafferty from Ski Utah will be on tomorrow morning with Leslie in the local news hour, 8 to 9.
We'll have more on that story as it develops.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Larry Warren.
You bet.